This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. No, not insanity. Sanity. Right here on the real side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be, whether you're up on the Facebook feed or our website feed, therealside.com, it doesn't, you know, get engaged, get involved. I miss things the guest says sometimes. So when you're in those chat rooms and you're feeding me some information, it always works out very, very good for me. So whether it's on Facebook, whether it's there, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate any input you have. Look, I got pretty thick skin. You don't like what I'm doing? You think something I'm doing is outdated, stupid, whatever? Send me an email. It's not the end of the world. Now, if you just get dumb in there and all you're going to do is call me names, yeah, I'm probably going to talk about you. But if you're just trying to figure out where I'm coming from or what's going on, then it's not a problem. Anyway, I love these stories. And we've had these stories before. And I was going to kick out of the fact that it gets to the point where the animal rights are so much better than ours, or they should be, they should have as many, if not more, rights than we do. When do they start paying taxes? That's what I want to know. So apparently, this issue in the courts, why we even went to the courts for this, I don't know. Apparently this monkey took selfies of himself. And it was back in 2011. It was a camera owned by a photographer by the name of David Slater. And he published them. And so, you know, because PETA is so smart, they're trying to protect every animal on the planet. PETA says that the monkey owns the copyright. Come on, think about that for a second. PETA thinks that a monkey, that an animal, has all the same rights you have. That they own the... They would... Can they spell copyright? You know what it means? Can you explain it to them? Slater says he does, and so does the U.S. Copyright Office. Right? So the federal judge said that... Well, let me go through the story a little bit here. So a federal judge said that the monkey famously snapped a picture of himself, and it's almost like he knows, right? He's got those, you see that, the big teeth? No? I'll send you a link to it. Probably would help you, wouldn't it? you see him, he's got a big teeth, like he's smiling big for the camera. And I'm thinking that he's probably seen enough people behind cameras and you know, see what people do when they get in front of that camera. So he knows to smile, he knows to show his teeth and open his eyes wide, right? So the federal judge said that the monkey famously snapped a picture of himself can't be declared the owner of the image's copyright. At least until, oh my God, a judge that follows the law? This is a new one. Got to write this guy's name down. At least until Congress says otherwise. There's no indication that the Copyright Act extends to animals, says U.S. District Judge William Orrick, who wrote a tentative opinion, issued Wednesday in the federal court in San Francisco. Oh my God, San Francisco court. That makes it even better. I'm not the person to weigh into this. This is an issue for Congress and the president, Orrick said. If they think animals should have the right of copyright, then they're free. I think under the Constitution, they can do that. I think he was being a little sarcastic, right? The photo in question was taken in 2011 on an Indonesian island of Sulawesi, close enough, with a camera owned by a natural photographer, David Slater. But Slater didn't trip the shutter. The monkey did. So as a result, some outlets, including Wikipedia, maintain that no one owns the copyright to the photo and have been using it as an image in public domain. Now, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals filed a lawsuit last year. It's funny how recently they were under fire because, what was it, there was a bunch of protesters, female protesters, that were in bikinis. And they were using the bikinis to draw attention. They were objectifying the women to draw attention to themselves and away from the event that was going on. And they said, no, they could. That was fine. Apparently, objectifying women, sexualizing women was okay, but we got to protect the animals at any cost. And no matter what it is from, I mean, protecting the animal from having his picture passed around on the internet, that's just terrible. So PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, filed a lawsuit last year on behalf of the monkey. Now, who took the lawsuit? That's what I want to know. What government worker took a lawsuit on an animal? The monkey's name is Naruto, arguing that, in fact, Naruto owns the copyright, which Peter's offering to administer. Oh, the monkey's, sure, they're offering to collect the money on the monkey's behalf. Yes, I'll do the same thing. U.S. Copyright Office, since the dispute began, has specifically listed a photograph taken by a monkey as an example of an item that cannot be copyrighted. Slater, meanwhile, has a British copyright for the photo, which he says should be honored worldwide. He asked the court to dismiss Peter's claim. The only pertinent fact in the case is that the plaintiff is a monkey. Monkeys can't sue in court. They can't sue for copyright infringement. They're not people, people. God. You see where we've gone? You see how deep we've gone into the abyss? I don't know if they can find us anymore. That's how far we're gone. If the humans purporting to act on the plaintiff's behalf wish for copyright to be among the areas of law where non-human animals have standing, they should make the dubious case to Congress, not to the federal courts. This is what federal courts are supposed to do. This is a perfect example of a judge following the law, truly administering the law, and not taking the law in his own hands. We come back, we're going to talk about whether black lives really matter to Black Lives Matter. I'm Joe, the senior host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm watching, we do this every day. Some of you are with me every day, and I appreciate that. But, you know, you watch what's going on. And that's like the New York police officer that was recently massacred, gunned down, slaughtered. Any way you want to look at it, what coward walks up to a police officer sitting in the car and just kills them, period? You know, and an African-American female who has children, and I say that because for some odd reason, some of you on the left, it moves that up the rack, you know, five notches. all of a sudden, pseudo kind of sort of makes it important. Because if I said it was just a white female cop, or a white male cop, well, if I said it was a white male cop, you'd probably start giggling and blow it off. But here you have an African-American female police officer that Mr. de Blasio, the degenerate, decided he didn't need to be there for this, you know. I mean, he's only the mayor of the city, not a big deal. He didn't have to honor the police. He had to go to the G20 summit because he's that important. He's so self-important. A woman protecting his city, the city that he claims to care about. This guy can't never say anything about it. So he takes off. And right away, you know, BLM steps in with their signs. They do their whole protest thing. And no. They were nowhere to be found. Think about that. They were nowhere to be found. A black female was killed. And a Black Lives Matter, not one Black Lives Matter person stepped up to talk about that murder, that massacre. I guess they don't care. See, I guess it's not all Black Lives Matter. It's only certain Black Lives Matter, right? I guess is that how it works? I'm not making fun. I'm serious. I would love somebody from Black Lives Matter to call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To try to convince me that all Black Lives Matter. And maybe that's why they don't, there you go. Maybe that's why they don't say all Black Lives Matter, because all Black Lives don't matter. Just trying to figure it out. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The building superintendent, or a building superintendent, threatened to kick out a family because while the few, well, there were about 20 officers that showed up at Rodriguez, a young man's apartment, to talk to him about the trouble he was starting. You know, we had the, what was that thing? We had a funeral for the police officer in New York. And you think, if nothing else, people would have been respectful, right? Not a big deal. And there was a young Hispanic man who decided that, you know what, he had no respect for the police. He was going to let them know about it. So he gets his big blaster, you know, sound blaster, whatever, stereo with big speakers, hangs it out his window during the, I mean, come on, this is an animal. This is not an insensitive teenager. This is an animal. I'm sorry. He hangs it out the window during the funeral procession for the New York police officer when thousands were going by. And he can't even pronounce, he was blaring a chant that said, you know, F the police, F the police, during a funeral. We've lost all sense of morality. We've all sense of decency. When a 16 or 17-year-old feels that this is fine, this is okay to do, nothing wrong with it, where are the parents? Where are the people around him? What has society done to this kid? That was reported by the New York Post. The building manager gave these people a nasty surprise. The young man's name was Julian Rodriguez. He refused to apologize to the police for running the chant out the window. And again, this is as thousands were going by. I mean, just, this woman was 30, what was she, anyway. The family that was involved in this allowed this young man to spend time at their house. He was there as a guest. He wasn't even living there in the apartment full time. And when he was interviewed by the New York Post, he talked about how satisfying. Ready for this? That's why I called him a degenerate. Who's raising these kids? Who's bringing these kids in the world? Rodriguez told the Post it was satisfying to play the song as the funeral procession passed by. Think about it. He blasted F the police. And he was satisfied doing it. It made him feel good. Because they're not worried. Anyway, what is this? Is this a pseudo-social justice warrior or a coward? See, I'd call him a coward. Rodriguez told the Post it was satisfying to play the song. Funeral procession passed by. Time to pay for the deaths of his older brother and best friends at the hand of the police spurred him to do this. So that makes it okay. You may not be surprised to learn the Post found no record of their deaths, though. So even though Rodriguez claimed this happened, there was no proof of it anywhere. Since they didn't show respect for the brother and my friend, why should I show respect to them? Now, even though he blasted this during the funeral, Rodriguez told the paper he still respects officers, the officer's family's sacrifice. And he feels sorry that she died. He felt so sorry she died that he played a mantra over and over and over again about, you know, F the police. Now, he went on to say, and this is, you know, I don't even know what this is. Maybe his medication was working. He says, I feel sorry for that because all she was trying to do was take bad people off the street. It was wrong because she didn't do anything wrong. But at the same time, my brother and his best friend died for no reason either. So two wrongs make a right. And even though you can't prove that it happened, even though you can't find that I even have a brother, according to the New York Post, that's all okay. So the cops were unimpressed by this. I mean, how stupid can you be? Thousands of police officers in the street, and you're running something out your window that says F the police. What do you think his IQ? Think his IQ went as high as 3? I'm not so sure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Come on back. We got a lot to talk about. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I believe, I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I believe we're going to deal a lot, I didn't want to, but I will, with all this Trump/Russia stuff in the third hour. And the selective recall of the Democrats. And the fake outrage of the Democrats. They're only outraged when we do something. They're never outraged when anybody else does something. Never outraged when Dems do things or the LGBTQ community does something or, you know, they just, as long as it's a right-wing conservative Republican type, then it doesn't matter what you do, they're outraged. It doesn't matter what it is, you're outraged. They get a pass on everything, and I'll prove that later on. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about this wonderful piece of human that was actually playing, a 16-year-old, that was actually playing F the Police during the funeral procession in New York the other day for a police officer. He claimed that his brother and friend or what have you was gunned down and killed by the police, but nobody could find any proof of that anywhere. So, as this thing was playing, about 20 officers came to Rodriguez's apartment and tried to put a stop to the music. See, I would have found a non-cop, and I would have had the non-cop break the door down, go in and throw that thing out the window, and then had the 20 cops sit around and go, I didn't see anything. That's just my way to deal with justice. But he wouldn't open the door. Even after one Latino cop spoke in Spanish to Rodriguez about his experiences growing up in the city, the teen refused to apologize. Until the building manager showed up. And he said, you know, that family would be tossed out of the apartment if he didn't quit it and apologize to police officers. So Rodriguez shut it down and apologized to the police because he didn't want his family thrown out of the house. Not because he meant it. He said, I left my job, came to the apartment, and told them that they had to get out of there. The building manager, identified as Jesus, said that he'd been letting the occupant's siblings stay there for about a week. I've got a deep respect for all police. I didn't know they would do something like that, he said. Cops, needless to say, were not so impressed with the young man's apology. I don't blame him. He said, this is the crap we face. I tried to clean it up there, right? This is the crap we face every day, said one New York police officer. And it's true. Look, some of you on the left will say, oh, you know, they sign up for this. They know what they get into. You know what? No, they don't sign up for this. They do not sign up to be berated and browbeaten, verbally abused by the average person, okay? One of the things they do, they sign up to go help you and save your butt no matter how stupid you get. Save your butt from yourself when you drink too much and you go and drive. Save your butt from yourself when you start fights with people that are way bigger than you are. Save people in and around the community to make sure that, you know, that violence doesn't go rampant. And then some of you who say, well, they sign up for this. No, they didn't. They may know it happens. They've seen it happens. They understand that there's idiots out there it's going to happen with. But they don't sign up to be beat up by you verbally or any other way. So, no, it's wrong. And they go out there knowing that they may not make it home. They go out there knowing that there might be somebody like this out there that would kill them in a heartbeat. They still go out and cover your sorry butt, protect your sorry butt. You know, and where was the outrage? Even New York Police Department Commissioner James O'Neill, he got a standing ovation when he delivered the speech. And then he says, we're the demonstrators for the single mom. A single African-American female who had kids. Where's the outrage? BLM, maybe you didn't get to note it. Maybe you didn't know she was killed. Maybe you didn't know she was black. Where's the feminist groups? Where are these people? That's why I say to you, it's fake. It's not real. They don't mean it. They could care less. Really, they could care less. Because no matter who it is, if you're all for all humans being treated properly, it doesn't matter whether it's... Look at... A black woman being abused is no more or less important than a white woman being abused. No more or less important than an Asian woman being abused. Or a Hispanic woman, for that matter. Or any person, for that matter. It's not right. You... The progressive Dems for years who talk about equality have worked hard at keeping everybody in their certain little pockets. It's wrong. You know it's wrong. But it works with your groups. You've got them believing this is real. So no. You know what? I've heard more black acts, since you're all hung up on actors and actresses and how important they are and how smart they are and all that. I've seen more black actors and actresses come out and say, do you know how you fix race? Just stop talking about it. Not hide it. Not ignore it. But you stop talking about it. You stop making everything about race. I heard one black actor came out and said, look, we're sitting here. And the commentator says, well, you know, me as a white man and you as a black man. He said, stop. That's the problem. There's two men sitting here. The minute you make a distinction, you put everybody up on edge, and all of a sudden you're looking for something different to happen, but it shouldn't. There are two men sitting here talking about issues of the day. That's really how it works. And I believe he's 100% right. Stop talking about this stuff in such a fashion it turns it into... Right away, turns it into a wedge. Shouldn't be. Never should be. Hey, Sally Field, do you remember when she was all, I don't know, excited about the fact that so many people liked her that they gave her some kind of award? I don't even remember what the award was, because I don't really care. Well, now she's all confused and excited or shocked. She wants to know why America voted for a man who does not stand for anything. Well, then what are the Dems so upset about? Because they say he stands for all kinds of stuff, nothing they like. But Sally Field, so she joins, what's her name, Chelsea Handler, right? She was on a talk show with her, and Chelsea expressed frustration about the results of the election. Now, Field made several comments that received tumultuous applause from the audience members and demonstrated perfectly how disconnected the Hollywood elites are from the American people. I mean, just lost. Field said, I want to know why they voted for this man. Why he doesn't stand for anything. Of the final two major candidates in the American presidential election, Donald Trump was the only one who arguably stood for anything. Think about it. He was the one who kept talking. You know, that's why he won. All the other ones used their party's talking lines. The soft edge talking lines about what they might or might not do. You know, how everything was, every issue was much more complex than we knew. And he didn't have any specifics. I used to joke about it when he was running. I said, think about it. You know, Ted Cruz comes out, and they ask him about the military, and he starts talking about, you know, changing budgets and doing this and raising this budget here and having to move money here, and we've got to get past Congress this. And everybody kind of glazed over and fell asleep. And they asked Trump, what would you do in our military? Well, our military's been decimated. You know, Obama didn't give it the money it needed to get. I'm going to make a military. I'm going to grow the military. I'm going to make the military so big, so strong, so beautiful. Everybody will be afraid of the military. Nobody will be able to beat our military. And they'll even get tired of winning because they'll be able to wipe out everybody. And Americans got excited. Why? Because they could understand that. Simple English. So he did stand for something. He stood for building a wall. He stood for protecting America. He stood for making sure that we didn't allow undesirables, nasty people, bad people, criminals into the country. And he said he would do that. So, I don't know. Maybe she was in a coma. Maybe she didn't watch any of the debates. He was for a strong border security, better vetting process for those wishing to come to the country. Hillary Clinton, nobody knew what she stood for. No, no. And I'm not just saying that as a right-wing Christian conservative. I'm saying that when you listen to the left talk about her. I mean, when Chris Matthews and I are on the same page, there might be some truth to it, right? And Chris said she had no message. She didn't connect. She had no message. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back right after the break. Don't go far.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE's. 855. Oh. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. So, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll, get involved in the chat room. There's so much more you can do, so many things you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do appreciate the time to get involved and engaged. So, we're talking about Sally Field, who should have retired years ago. Another entertainer that thinks that we really care what she thinks. You know, why do we treat these people? Why do we give them a leg up? Why do we treat them like they've got something different? I mean, they have money. They might have more money than we do. I want you to remember something. This was the Flying Nun. Remember her? So I'm not saying anything about, you know, I like being entertained. I like entertainers. I like some of the shows that they do. But why do we think that they know more than we or anybody else does about politics, about people? And she says that Donald Trump stood for nothing. He stands for nothing. No. If they were honest about it, what they would say is he didn't stand for anything that you agree with, that you believe in. He had a message. Chris Matthews and I were on the same page with this. Whether you like Hillary or not, she had an attitude, an air about her that this is mine, I got this, and I got nothing to worry about. And don't ask me any questions, because I'm smarter than you. When she wasn't going to the press, when she wasn't doing interviews, when she wasn't having press conferences, people noticed. Even people on her side noticed. She went to a fast food joint, couldn't be bothered almost to look at the girl that she was ordering from. Remember she had her little BlackBerry in her hand, she kept playing on it? She was probably told what to order. Maybe she was reading off her phone what to order. I don't know. Right? So, Fields goes on to say, if you look at his past, if you look at his history, there's no evidence that he can do one single thing that he says he's going to do. Not one single thing. Right. Yeah, he's never built any of the towers he talked about. He's never done any of the successful things he ever talked about. But yet, let's not talk about some of the things that the Clintons did. God forbid we should do that. Trump has a long history of being a successful businessman. And some of the failures that he had, some of you on the left, that's all you jump on. You don't jump on the 212 successes he had. You jump on the dozen failures he had, because that means more to you. Except when it's your person. Except when it's your candidate. Except when it's a Democrat. He's had all kinds of popular businesses. There's ample evidence that Trump can do it, has a can-do attitude, and gets people to do the job. And here's the thing about the Dems right now. You keep pounding on Trump because you're going to build up so much sympathy, right? You're going to build up so much hate and distrust towards you and so much sympathy towards him that he's going to get even more votes next time around. She goes on to say, I don't think that all the people that voted for him are bad or horrible. I just don't understand. So how many of you sat with Sally? How many of those people actually, instead of sitting with your own team, your own crew, how many of those people have you sat with and said, okay, what did you see in Trump? What made you vote for a man like that? Because there were Democrats that voted for him, obviously. Within your little tiny bubble on the West Coast, they're all exposed. I mean, look. I love this. All these Hollywood elitists, all these Dems that have some real money in the entertainment world. And they're almost all Dems, but all these Dems that had some real money in the entertainment world. They're all on the West Coast. They live in this little tiny bubble. They're all, you know, when I ran for office, one guy in particular who I didn't much care for, but he had some good advice. And one of the things he said was, listen, of course everybody likes you, wants you to run, wants you to do the job, but sit back and think about the people you're running with. It's all the same circles. They're all the same people. They're all like-minded. What about the ones that aren't? As much as I didn't like him or didn't like what he had to say, it was a true statement. In the group I was running in, they were all on my side, of course. Right? So these West Coast entertainment types are running with their own types. They think everybody thinks like they do. They think everybody's dealing with things like they do. They love everybody. And these taxes and things, a lot of them, doesn't affect them at all. They've got enough money to give. You know, that's the other funny thing I think is hilarious. They've got the money to make it happen. They forgot where they came from. These people forgot that they were sleeping behind dumpsters, some of them. That they were barely paying their rent. Think about it. They've forgotten all of this. And when they hear about taxes going up, you know, I can't think of his name. I'll have to get the interview that he did. He was on Saturday. John Lovitz. That was it. He voted for Obama, and he was so mad at Obama. And he talked about, here's a guy with some money, and he says, look, no, the government's taking all this money from me. They did nothing for that. They did nothing for that. And they're giving the money to people who won't. This is from Lovitz's mouth. A Democrat in the entertainment world didn't like what Obama was doing. And he voted for him. So a lot of the people on the West Coast, a lot of the entertainment, you know, they're getting news, they're getting information filtered through the left. They won't watch Fox. They won't go look at any kind of right-wing site because they're all lies. Isn't that interesting? I'll talk about being full of yourself. Anybody who takes a little bit of a viewpoint that's different than yours, 90 degrees different than yours, or 180 degrees, I should say, different than yours, they're wrong, they're fake, they're false. You're not worth listening to. Wow. Yeah, that's the American way, don't you think? goes on to say that to those people, you know, Obamacare is successful. 90 million people are not out of work. ISIS is on the run. Life is good. Everything's wonderful. To the rest of the country who's been paying attention, who have suffered, really, under the 8 years of fundamental transformation, it's a whole different story. You know, Obamacare left the middle class behind, period. These few people that are out there screaming about, man, I had this condition, so I couldn't get health care. I had this I couldn't get health care. I had this, I couldn't afford it. Well, they're all being subsidized by you and I. And here's the fun thing about it. The people who can't afford insurance that are paying the penalty are also paying taxes to subsidize the people who can't afford it. And somehow make just enough money or just a least amount of money that they need to make to get subsidized. How does that sound like equality to anybody? This goes to show you just how dim some of these great Hollywood minds are. You know, and the other thing is, let me see, she says, one of the things she says in the interview is, they call this a democracy? No, actually, it's a republic. But okay, anyway. Yet the people are not getting the representation that they voted for. Yeah, that's why they call it a republic, you know, a representative government. It's not a democracy, Sally. It never has been. You know, but it's what we refer to as a democratic republic. The reason why the founding fathers designed it that way was to prevent a situation in which they have, you know, I just had this conversation with somebody last night. Without the Electoral College, you know, our founding fathers knew that we needed a republic because already they had these heavily populated cities. They knew where the elitists were. You know, you think that this is not new. It's just where we're at now is so much more intense than it was then. So they knew what would happen. You realize if you lifted the Electoral College, if it was gone, nobody would have to vote that didn't live in like Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. Carry the day. Those major cities that have large populations would be the only ones dictating who got elected president. And that's why the founding fathers, who had a clue, obviously, I think they did a pretty darn good job. They designed it that way to prevent it from happening. To make sure that the farmer who was barely making ends meet in the middle of the country had the same weight and power in his vote as Donald Trump in New York City in the Trump Tower has. Donald gets a vote. Farmer John gets a vote. No difference. The only difference with somebody like Trump is that they get to, financially influence a race. He can give money to the candidate. He's got disposable income, disposable bucks that he can give to a candidate to win or to run and hopefully win. I mean, you don't want to run and not win, right? Hey, I'm Joe Bucini, your host. Always a pleasure. Let's go through, in the next hour, don't go far, let's go through some of the things that the Dems have done, worked with the Russians, to get the Russians involved in races with them. Don't you think that would be cool? I'm Joe Bucini, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. Don't go far. If you got to leave, you can pick up the podcast later on. Otherwise, we got so much more after the break.